はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
めぐみ here、
マーキー here。
今日はピーターはいません。 No Peter todayYes, the girls have taken over. Yeah! We have a special guest today! Woo!
Yeah! Oh, go ahead, go ahead. Welcome!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and he did a special research for today's topic, which is...
Haunted places in Tokyo!
よろしくお願いします。
よろしく。Well, Marky, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. So, I'm from Chicago, and I've been in Japan for 2 years. I love Japanese history, and I love to visit old places to feel old Japan. Mm. It's kind of difficult to do in Tokyo.
Yeah.
But there are some haunted places.
There certainly are. A lot.
And I think those are a great way to get in touch with old Japan.
Mm. Ah, なるほどね。
I like to visit those. I like to...
You
are brave.
Brave? やだよ。そうか。And you're going to tell us about those places you visited today.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about a couple of them. Where should we begin? How about Suzugamori? Ooh.
Which is close to my place, actually. Not very close, but rather close.
Rather close?
Yeah.
So, do you know what Suzugamori was?
Execution ground, でしょ?
Yes. So, yeah, there were over 100,000 people executed there.
Oh my gosh.
In the Edo period.
Edo period.
Yeah.
Edo period is around
1600 to 1868.
すごいね。I can't say this. I relied on. すごい。素晴らしい。
So, yeah, there are a lot of creepy things you can see there. People were beheaded.Crucified, burned at the stake. actually, there's a very famous woman, a woman I know who works in that area, Omori Kaigan.
Yes, yes, yes.
So one night, Omori Kaigan is maybe four stations off the Yamanote line from Shinagawa Station.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, yes, yes.And this is along the Tokaido Road, which goes from Tokyo to Kyoto. And like in old days, people traveling from Tokyo to Kyoto used to walk along that road. It's a very traditional area.
Yes, very, very traditional area.
Yes.
Yeah. So in that place, Omori Kaigan, where you can find Suzugamori.
Yes.
A woman I know, one night after working very late, she had to catch the last train home. As she was buying her ticket at the ticket machine, she felt like someone was looking at her. So she turns around and there's a woman in a disheveled, dirty kimono. Her hair is a mess. When she made eye contact, the woman burst into flame and disappeared. So this woman is, she's fairly famous in Japan. Her name is Yaoya Oshichi. And she started a fire in Edo to meet a lover that she met in another fire a few years before. But the fire got out of control and burned much of Edo. So she was executed as an arsonist and burnt at the stake. But she was only 15.
So no, no, I didn't know that.
So she's in many famous kabuki plays.
Yes.
Yeah, still performed today.
And what was that picture you showed me earlier with that sign with her name on it?
It's a sign to commemorate the spot mm-hmm. where the stake was put in.
And she was listed then?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. She was tied up and, yeah, executed there.
Yeah. Wow. 怖いね.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's change the topic.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good idea.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so next, another of my favorite places. Oh. Really, really favorite place.
Oh,
it's
favorite.
Haunted, but not in a scary way,
oh.
I think.
Honto?
Yeah. This is a very famous shrine in Ueno Park. It's a very famous shrine in Ueno Park. It's called Ueno Toshogu.
Yes, Yume.
So Ueno Toshogu was built for the first Tokugawa shogun in Japan, so Tokugawa Ieyasu. So the Tokugawa shoguns ruled Japan for about 280 years, I believe. In the last few years, there was a lot of turmoil in Japan. People couldn't figure out what to do for the next government, right? So there was one battle fought in Edo itself. And this was the Ueno War. So the Tokugawa's loyal samurai, called Shogitai, fought to the death in Ueno Park. So they wanted to die because their lifestyle was changing. They wouldn't be allowed to be samurai under the new government. So they were quite willing to die for the shogun. And so here, in front of the founder of the Tokugawa government, they fought to the death.
Samurai loyalty.
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah. But in front of Ueno Toshogu, the temperature drops right in front of the torii.
Could you feel that?
I felt it.
Really?
I felt it, yes.
Yeah,
and I didn't know at the time. It was the first time I visited. I didn't know anything about Japanese history. When I told my friend that I got some creepy feeling, he explained the story to me, and it sort of launched my interest in Japanese history.
もうちょっとシーバーズって
感じ。
Right now.
本当。That is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. I recommend going there. Because it's not scary though. They're very content. They're guarding, they're protecting the Tokugawa family.
Next time I go there.
Yeah, I know. Do you know anything else about the Ueno area?
The Ueno area... haunted?
Mm-hmm.
or any other place in Tokyo?
Yeah, any other places.
There's another execution ground near Ueno called Kozukapara.
Okay, why don't we go with something more cheerful?
Oh, like cemeteries?
Cemeteries.
What do you know about cemeteries?
there are two like very large cemeteries in Tokyo. One is in Aoyama, very nice part of Tokyo.
Yes.
Yeah. Aoyama Cemetery is very large.
Yes.
Right? And in the springtime, it's actually quite famous for
cherry blossom viewing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, there are also ghosts there. I've heard that the train line, I can't remember which train line goes under it.
Aoyama 1丁目 kana? Ginza
line? Ginza line, yeah.
Ginza line, I think.
I think it's the Ginza line. I've heard that ghosts actually get onto the train and end up lost in Tokyo.
So, wow. Taking the train.
Taking the train. I've also heard about them taking taxis back. Yeah, the taxi driver picks up a passenger, takes them to Aoyama, and when they open the door, no one gets out.
I hear those stories all the time, like on TV.
Yes.
That's kind of funny, though, isn't it? They live there, right?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Maybe they went shopping. Maybe. Also, Yanaka Cemetery near Ueno, it's on the Yamanote line. I think Nishi Nippori is the station name.
Yes.
It's very large, like a small city.
Mm.
Yeah. Many, many cats, many, many crows, and many, many graves.
You said it's so large that they even have maps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, there are maps, and there's also a very good pastry shop right at the entrance. And I think it's also famous for cherry blossoms.
Yeah. Okay, I think we had enough cheer for one day. Is there anything you want to add before we finish?
Oh, well, do you know the Kubizuka?
No.
It's in Otemachi.
Oh, Otemachi is not so far from here either. Well, not so far.
Very close.
Yeah.
So, after World War II, the Allied forces wanted to build their headquarters there because it's very near the Imperial Palace. So, they wanted to move this shrine, Kubizuka. Yeah. And the Japanese said, don't move it because it's cursed. So, the American military said, we don't care. We're going to move it anyways. So, they tied a rope around it and connected to a truck. And tried to pull it out of the ground.
Wow.
So they tried to pull the stone out.
Yes.
And the truck tipped over and killed 16 American soldiers.
Wow.
Yeah. So they tried again a few days later.
Yeah.
And same thing. Maybe eight soldiers died the next time.
Cursed.
So they decided, let's not move it.
Ah, so nanda. And it's still there.
It's still there.
Ah, Otemachi is close to Tokyo Station. Yeah.
Very close.
So if you want to visit.
So what's the curse based upon? Is it a shrine? Is it a monument?
It's a mausoleum. So it's a grave for a defeated samurai. He was not defeated in the Tokyo area. It was somewhere else. But they said his head flew to Otemachi. And they buried it there.
So many scary stories and these spirit stories today.
Yeah.
Actually, we have lots of all these ghost stories on TV in summertime called Kaidan. Yeah. So if you... Will you be still in Japan this summer?
Of course.
Then please come back and tell us more about that ghost stories.
Absolutely.
In summer again.
I know.
Too chilly for winter, maybe. じゃあまたよろしくお願いします。So that's it for today. またね。
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.